In the pediatric intensive care unit at UVA Medical Center, healthcare professionals are charged with keeping sick children alive and helping them recover. They're assisted by technology and guidelines, but Dr. Julie Hayslip, an associate professor of pediatrics, says mistakes sometimes happen.
We put all of these safeguards in place, hoping that somewhere every error will be picked up. But we talk about the Swiss cheese model. Every once in a while, the holes line up and something gets through.
That's why UVA created something called the Room of Errors, a simulation lab in which a tiny high-tech mannequin lies in a crib attached to the usual complement of monitors. As they enter the room, Dr. Noreen Crane and nurse Kirsten Cooney see plenty of problems.
Starting with the ventilator not being plugged into a red outlet, the heater not being on, the tidal volume being too large, the rate being too small.
As part of a learning exercise, they and other healthcare professionals have 7 minutes to make notes on what's wrong.
The potassium chloride was running at the wrong rate, and it also was programmed as the wrong concentration.
Each identifies about 30 problems, but collectively they spot 54 issues that could put their patient at risk.
Training people from different professions together improves their ability to communicate, problem solve, make decisions together that benefit the patient.
Dr. Valentina Brashers is co-director of the Center for Interprofessional Research and Education at the Schools of Nursing and Medicine.
And the data is very clear that when teams work together effectively, patient safety is improved, quality care is improved.
And she says working as a team eases the stress that many healthcare professionals feel.
Knowing that there are others that you can work with and count on to think with you and share with you their concerns as you work through difficult problems makes care provision a much more enjoyable and rewarding activity. It reduces staff turnover. It creates an environment where we feel like we're all in it together with the patient.
So far, those taking part in the exercise have come only from pediatric intensive care. But UVA plans to expand the program to include all parts of the hospital. John Owen, associate director of the Interprofessional Center, says doing this exercise in the hospital improves the odds of learning.
When you have training in a classroom and see PowerPoint slides and then people get up, they never have an opportunity to talk to each other. The transfer of learning is really quite dismal. But it's been shown that when you move learning to the workplace, then the transfer of learning goes up dramatically.
And Hayslip says feedback from fellow doctors, nurses, and other participants suggests the program is a success.
Yes, they want to do it again. Yes, this was a fun way to learn it. Yes, they did learn something. And the vast majority have said that they have taken something away from this that they used in the week following in their actual care practice. You know, that's what we're looking for.
In our next report, we'll tell you about the Situation Room, another UVA initiative that aims to eliminate medical errors and protect the health of patients and the people who care for them. I'm Sandy Houseman.